Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All alone, lonesome highway.
Checking in at number 53. Turn the page, Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band. You on board with that one?
It's not one of my favorites of his.
Really?
Not really.
Have you listened to the lyrics?
Yeah, they're good lyrics.
It's great lyrics. This isn't all. Come on, man.
Well, you ask, and
pay
I
attention.
Answer. I don't think it was
because,
in my top 10.
Are you going to become a? This is my worry. You're going to become this strange hermit that comes in here and tries to do a radio show.
You promise?
And you won't have any social skills. When you see people, you'll flinch.
You think I'm out there like talking to a bunch of people now?
You should be.
Who?
Don't you talk to people at work?
Yeah, but I don't think that'll change. I'm going to be
people
me.
People are great.
I'm going to be who
what
I am.
What do you have against people?
Nothing. But I'm just not
Why
an
Why don't
out,
you want to talk to
just
them
It's not
more.
An outgoing, effusive, it's not, that's, just not that, I'm just not that guy.
Well, that's a shame.
Why?
Look at your father.
Who cares?
I'm your my mother own, was effusive.
I'm my own person.
Your mother and your father were, could be couple of the year at the whatever. I mean,
yeah,
we were.
Not a great match, though, ultimately.
Yeah, but we were both effusive.
That's a problem, I guess. Did you enjoy that about my mother?
Sure.
That she had opinions and stood up for herself and was a strong, independent.
Sure.
Or did that bother you? Be honest.
No, there were other things that bothered me, but that wasn't
like
one
what?
Of them. I will get into it later.
Well, here we are.
No, we're not going to discuss that over the airwaves.
You better not say anything about my mama.
I'll say what I want.
She's deceased.
Because without me, you wouldn't be here.
Well, without anyone else.
And I could take you out, right out.
Take me.
Well, you already are going out if you're moving to 497th West.
It's not that far away.
300 million South.
Quit giving people the wrong idea about where I'm going.
I mean, here's Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me today.
Thank you.
Ryan, you crack me up. We're happy to have you, Ryan.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and you know, one bit of advice I'd give to Jeff in this endeavor, and congratulations on looking for a new place. But I'd be mindful of looking at what something as simple as your internet connection might be in the possibilities there, because there are some definite benefits of being out and away and in the country, but then some of the things we may take for granted.
Yeah, running water.
There, that's so. A fair point, Ryan.
So something to look at, and I wanted to chime in on the must-see, if I could. I had the privilege of seeing Michael Jordan play in San Antonio in '98, but before that I saw him play baseball in Birmingham in '94.
Cool.
But specific to the game in San Antonio, and this is really predate cell phone cameras, but everybody had, you know, like every shot that he shot, there were flash cameras that went off in the stadium, and just like it was just, I'd never seen anything like it, and I don't think I've ever seen anything since.
No question, that's must see stuff, Ryan.
So that's must see, and I'd remind our fellow listeners that maybe must see right here in Wichita now is the old lady, the stadium. Because tonight is there's only 14 more chances to see the Wingnut in that stadium. So we're
how many of those 14, Ryan, are you going to attend?
Well, Well, we kind of got a monkey wrench in things because the boy went out for football. But I hope we'll get about 10 of them. And Carly's in the car with me now. She's hoping to see. She's angling to go up to the press box to see. She doesn't know Jeff, but she knows the Brownie Man. She's asked if we could go up and see the Brownie Man tonight.
Well, I won't be there tonight. I'll be there this weekend, though, if you want to come say hello, Ryan.
Ryan, have fun out there, and you'll kind of be our Lawrence Dumont Stadium correspondent over these final 14 home games, okay?
I'd be delighted to, Bob. Thanks for having me. You guys rock it out.
All right, there's Ryan. Mike is next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, so I wanted to be not a downer on this country thing because I'm all for it. And Bob, by the way, I'm the one that posted this weekend about love Los Angeles, but wouldn't want to live there. I guess I should have.
Oh, my pal Mike.
I guess I should have phrased it differently because what I meant to say was I don't want to live there right now. The same way that Jeff don't want to live in Wichita right now. He's going to St. Mark or wherever you call it. So not that we have anything against Wichita. It's just that certain times of your life, you're driven to different places.
That's right.
No question. Thanks, Mike. So, anything else?
Listen real quick. So my niece and her husband, young people in their 20s, moved out to the country about 4 years ago. Same dreams and aspirations. They had a couple horses. They had a dog. Well, they lost the dog in the first day. Left, hit the road, gone. Cats, same thing. About 3 months into it, he's killed the horses. So it's a lot of work.
What killed the horses?
Coyotes.
Yikes. Oh wow!
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.
So you got to do all the defensive stuff in the meantime of feeding chickens. Sounds like good on the story in the little kids' books, but it's a lot of work.
Mike, no, I hear this you. Is a sobering call to Jeff.
No,
thank
it's,
you.
It's not sobering. I get that we'll have to sustain life out there if we have it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Guys.
Go watch an episode of Gunsmoke.
Just quit everything and go be the farm guy.
See how long
certainly
these people,
they'll pay us to do that, I'm sure.
What would you raise? You don't have a green thumb whatsoever.
Goats. You don't need a green thumb. That's plants.
You're going to raise goats.
And maybe llamas.
Well, you better watch for the coyotes.
I've asked about every animal. Can we have that? Can we have that?
But did you think of coyotes once?
Yes, my wife mentioned coyotes.
But you didn't think of it.
Why would I think of it?
Because in your little Jeff in Wonderland life, there's no coyotes.
There shouldn't be coyotes.
You bring the animals out, you put them out there, and the coyotes come by and with a basket of goodies, kind of a welcome. Welcome to the neighborhood.
I assume the coyotes will get along with our chickens.
What they do is try to bite them in the jugular vein. Okay. If you want to know the bleak existence, the stark reality.
Oh, we'll raise coyotes too. They're all welcome.
Well,
we'll shoot them.
This is going to be an interesting time.
I'm just kidding. I never shoot.
You're never going to shoot a coyote.
I wouldn't shoot anything.
How in the world? I guess Debbie and I will drive out on our way to L.A. Stop about halfway out and visit you
guys.
It's
not that far.
It's so far.
It's not far. We went out Saturday. We were home in a jiff.
How many miles is it from your house?
I don't know.
Check that next time.
7 or 8, probably.
Oh, my God.
It's not that far.
You're crazy.
I'm going to text my wife right now.
You are absolutely out of your mind.
I'm going to text her.
If you think that's 7 miles from your house. I mean, I love you to death, but my wife and I drove out there, and I needed a nap, frankly.
I don't get it. But, yeah, well, I'll get you some accurate information on the distance.
We didn't get to our good teams that are going to be bad, or good teams that won't be good in the NFL, bad teams that won't be
Maybe
bad.
We'll do that tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow. We've got our top 10 Wednesday list. We're going to talk to Brooke Pryor of the Kansas City Stars about the Chiefs. They have their second exhibition coming up Friday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Speaking of Ohio State, as we did earlier in the show, we were talking about Urban Meyer. They have been in 2 college football playoffs. Clemson's been in 3, Alabama 4, Oklahoma 2. Name the 5 schools that have been in 1 college football playoff.
By Oregon.
One.
Auburn.
No.
Georgia.
One.
One college football playoff.
Now, that's only we've only had 4 years of
Washington.
That. One.
Conferences for the other two? Because that's pretty good that I got three.
Big Ten. ACC.
Wisconsin.
Michigan State.
Oh, I don't even remember that. And the ACC, Florida State.
Correct. Jameis Winston.
Yes.
So there you have it. Ohio State has been in two. Clemson and Alabama would be shocked if it's Clemson and Alabama again this
year. Ohio State.
We might be shocked if it's not Clemson and Alabama.
I'm getting so tired of it. We've had this in the NBA, and now we're having it in college football. It's just the same teams year after year after year. Haven't heard from my wife yet, so we may not get that information today.
Well, she'll get you the information.
Yeah.
I've been around. I've driven places. I'm used to driving. It's a long way out there.
Well, yeah, but even from our house now to your house is 10 minutes.
To my house, it's 10.
Yeah.
From that place to my house is
20.
Is there a Hampton Inn on the way?
What did Debbie think of it? What did your pal John Murphy think of it? Because those are some honest assessments, not just
Listen,
snark.
We all there's no question that there are some positives about living in the country. I just never have.
It's only
so
the country because there's nothing around.
I wouldn't
it's not
know
like
how
it's
to
this,
do it.
It's not like it's this completely rural environment. You're out on 21st Street in 3 minutes. So it's not. It's not like we're out in Yoder.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yoder looks like a metropolis compared to where you're going to be.
I don't think so.
You got no stores within.
It's 21st Street. It's 29th and like 151st.
And here's another thing. You don't necessarily have. I mean, it's just going to be interesting. You're going to have to get things hooked up.
Well,
you're going
to
have to get
that far away. I don't know how else to say this.
Do you have a gas lantern?
We don't need cable because we already watch all of the TV that we need.
Well,
to
you
watch.
Need electricity.
Please. It's on 29th Street again.
Did you hear from her?
No. Maybe when we come back.
All right. Interesting developments in your life.
Potentially.
Potentially, but it sounds like most of the momentum is going that way.
It is.
I believe if I ask your wife, she'd say I 100% want to move there. You're at 80. I'm sure your daughter's at 100. That's 280 out of a possible 300.
Yeah, but my 20, it goes a long way.
Yeah, but that 20 is less than the 80.
I know.
Really, it's more like 70 against, isn't it?
No, I'd like it, but there's just some trepidation involved.
Back in a moment as we try to figure out where Jeff should live. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.